Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, it is that time of the week. Actually, it was yesterday. Yesterday, usually Kiss the Baby Day, but...
Yeah, we didn't care.
No, we were kind of kissing the baby on the fills, unfortunately, after that bun attempt. So we pushed it back to today. All right, you guys know Kiss the Baby. We have the goal here of trying to create the perfect playoff field by eliminating teams week by week. The catch, though, of course, Hugh, is you have to eliminate teams before they actually get eliminated. Mm-hmm. Can't wait, you know, hold the worst team until week 17
like
or whatever.
Like you did last year, yeah.
No, so you got to be a little proactive about it. So we go through week by week. The callers have their own team. And today, playing for the caller team, and the callers are up first today, is John. John Achalfon is up. So, John, you are up today for the callers. John, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, John.
All right, so, Kyle, who have the callers eliminated already?
All right. So eliminated from the field, per the callers, mm-hmm. is the Saints, Jaguars, Titans, and Vikings.
Yeah, that Jag one.
The Jag one.
They might be in trouble with that. All right, John, as representing the callers, which NFL team are you eliminating today?
I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks.
Whoa.
Wow. That's a Hugh Douglas-level bold one.
Seattle.
John, I like it. Well, they did lose on Sunday, right? They lost to the Bucks, so maybe he thinks the collapse is coming. Wow. All right, John. So, John, take, and we appreciate you, buddy. You're in the mix for the prize end of the
bold.
Season. It's very bold.
Callers have a strong.
Seattle looks pretty good.
Callers have
now.
A strong one.
Sam Darnold looks like he's playing. All right. So, Seattle eliminated there. That puts up Kyle as the second pick today.
I appreciate the layup because I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns, who just traded the quarterback that they've been starting.
It's pretty good.
Their seasons, you know, they're already in last place. Season's down to one of two rookies.
Yes.
They're going to end up finishing the season. The Browns are out.
Yeah. Browns are cooked. All right, Hugh, you're up for pick number three.
I'm a little torn with this one because my heart is telling me one thing, but I don't want to do that, even though I'm looking at the standings. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, it's inevitable that it's probably going to be really, really bad. But I guess I'm going to have to pick them.
Who?
The New York Jets.
Oh yeah, I mean it's here. They're winless. They're the only winless team in the sport.
I mean, I don't really understand the hesitation.
Because 95.
You know what? Because I was going to go between them and the Dolphins, right? But it's like, do you go for the sure thing? Because I got caught like that last year. Yeah. Remember? So yeah,
you know it's bad. When they're referencing your era of Jets football.
It's not my era. It's the Kotite era.
It's your era.
You played then. Who drafted you?
I don't remember. As I look at my pen I don't want to look at the camera.
If my football memory serves, it was the combination of Rich Kotite and Dick Haley. Am I right about that?
Yes.
I don't remember.
You don't want to
But by the way, just came in. Flacco is going to start for the Bengals.
Who knew? Who didn't see that coming?
Well, he did just get traded yesterday.
But who didn't see that coming, though? Yeah, of course he's going to play.
He did just beat the Packers 3 weeks ago as a Brown.
You're going to beat him twice?
Has that ever happened before? The same quarterback?
The same quarterback, the same team?
In like 3 week span? That'd be wild. Yeah, they're like 15-point underdogs for a reason. All right, so you take out the New York Jets. Here's what I'm going to go with this week. I haven't taken them yet, and I know they're coming off a win, but it took a calamity of events for this team to win a single football game. Give me the Titans this week.
Tennessee.
Out. I mean, Tennessee's so bad, they needed Jonathan Gannon to have to hit a player on the sideline and get fined $100,000 to win a football game.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that guy dropping that football. Why does this keep happening, by the way? It's like every week someone drops the ball before they go into the end zone. I don't understand. Doesn't it seem like just run over the goal line and then drop the ball?
I mean, and it's not what you're taught because you're taught to cross the goal line.
Of course.
First, and then drop it. But yeah.
I mean, as someone who scored a touchdown,
I know you held on to that
football. I held on to that football for dear life, man. Because it's like I'd never probably touch the football again. And guess what? I didn't.
I had an interception,
but I never hit the pay dirt.
No.
Never hit pay dirt.
That was it. That was the
that
one
was
one. All right. We appreciate John playing along with Kiss the Baby, and we'll continue it next week. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. As we discuss hope, belief, and what you're feeling, of course, this segment brought to you by McGurk's Pub and Grill. Postseason baseball's back at McGurk's. Bring the red rally towels, the bat spikes, and the champagne showers. Catch all the postseason action at McGurk's. You can watch it at your favorite McGurk's tonight, 9:08 first pitch. All right, let's go to the phones, and then we'll get into the lineup tonight if Harrison Bader can't go. Frank in Savannah's up. Hey, Frank.
How you doing, sir?
Frank, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. It's my first time calling in, and I just wanted to say something to Hugh. I know you've been through a lot, man, and you're an inspiration how funny you are, and I just, you know, God bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
No problem. So I wanted to call in and remind you guys what Kevin Millar said back in 2004 for the Boston Red Sox. In the ALCS, they were down 3-0. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. No, you're right. No, it's the greatest. It's the greatest comeback in baseball history. Yep.
And nobody gave him a chance. And they were down 3-0. And he said before the game, and I Googled before I called y'all to make sure, he said to his teammates, do not let us win this game. And so I'm hoping right now, the reason I called in, first-time caller, is I'm hoping Topper, I'm hoping Schwarber, I'm hoping Harper, Turner, somebody hears this and tells these guys to go around to each other tonight and say, they better not let us win this game. Because if they win tonight and they go to that game four, you get a little bit of pressure on the Dodgers. If they win that game four, then everything's on the Dodgers at that point. Then they're being called the choke artists. And that Yankees team, and the way that they lost and they collapsed against them, in my opinion, that was a greater dynasty than this Dodgers team.
I agree, but Frank, I think it's an interesting parallel because for my money, this Dodgers team is the best collection of players since those Yankees teams, right? Like the best combination of greatness.
Yep.
And Frank, to your point, that team, that Yankee team, it went A-Rod and Jeter and all those guys, they blew it. Gary Sheffield, they had great players, and they blew it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you think about how it ended for the Red Sox in 03, and again, I'm a diehard Phillies fan, Eagles fan. I came up, brought all my family up from Georgia. We went to the Mets game one of the 4-game sweep. I think that they got to just take it, like he said, each game go 1-0. But again, it's been done before. You know, it's been done. And that ALCS, that had never been done. Being down 2-0, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. I was very upset. But if you think about the Red Sox, the year before, they had the heartbreak. Remember, they had game 7 in the bag, and then they choked. And remember, they had the weight of 89 years of not winning the World Series. So I just called in for, you know, hopefully these guys hear me. Somebody gets it to them that all you got is today. And if you win tonight, it changes everything. And so that's my big hope, and that's why I wanted to call in.
Frank, good point. Good phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, it has happened. It's happened, you know, about 10 times in baseball history in the 5-game series where a team has been down 0-2 and come back. It absolutely has happened. I don't think this is a matter of like impossibility. It's just they need to give us something to believe in. We need a win. We need more than anything. We need the offense to come alive so we feel like, all right, here we go.
That's it. You need to get a couple good hits, man, and put some points on the board and take it from there. And worry about let the game come to you, because like I said, they didn't get blown out in both of these games, but they did play tight down the stretch. And I think if you can just get past that, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you can. And they have the ability to do it now. They need to play better. They need to get a well-pitched game today out of whoever's out there for whatever amount of innings. We also need to figure out the lineup. All right, Hugh, let's talk through what they're going to do tonight. We all hope Harrison Bader plays.
Yes.
We all hope he's going to be out there.
Yes.
The reality is Harrison Bader is hurt.
Mm.
And the other night, I thought it was a good sign on one sense, but a not great sign on the other. So the good sign was he was able to pinch hit, right? Like, he's capable of doing that. But as soon as he got the single, they took him right out of the game, right? Like, that tells me he can't run. And, Hugh, if you can't run, I don't know how you play the outfield. So my anticipation is he's not in the lineup tonight. Maybe he could pinch hit again, but he's not going to start. So the question is then, who's in the outfield? Now, the other night, it was a lefty, right? So in a lefty, it's a little bit easier to figure out what they were going to do because, all right, Marsh, instead of sitting, Marsh plays and Bader goes to center field.
Mm-hmm.
Marsh goes to center field. Bader is obviously sitting. Tonight, they're facing a righty. It's Yamamoto out there. So I imagine it's going to be Marsh in
Castellanos
center, Kepler out there, and I think it's Castellanos. I mean, Castellanos hasn't started against a good righty in months, but I don't even know. What is the other option? Weston Wilson?
Well, they could DH Bader and put Schwarber
out there.
I mean, they could.
They could.
Like, that's an option.
They could.
If Bader can't run.
But I wonder if Bader
and you want his bat in the lineup.
Can Bader even run around the bases? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, or is he just...
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, that's...
You know what?
That is one of their
if
options.
If Bader can run the bases, but they don't trust him to play nine innings in the outfield, I would do it.
If he can run the bases, but he can't crab walk.
And put Schwarber.
Yeah.
And then get him in DH and put Schwarber out there.
That is a big outfield. It'd be a challenge for Schwarber. But, I mean, I'm desperate right now.
All hands on deck.
We're all prepared, though, for Castellanos in right field, aren't we?
I think so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We ready for Castellanos at-bats again?
No.
He hasn't seen a good righty in months. You think this is going to look good tonight?
It has no choice but to look good tonight, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand what you're asking.
He could
you
know, suck.
He does, I mean, yeah, like, you keep saying this.
No, I'm saying because it's all hands on deck. Tomorrow, if they don't get this game tonight, tomorrow's going to be a whole lot different day.
You know.
It's going to be different because a lot of these cats aren't going to be. I wholeheartedly believe that there's going to be some swift moves made when it comes to this squad. I really do.
You can't just keep saying all hands on deck. Like,
because that's what that means. It means all hands on deck.
But what if the hands are decrepit?
That's a lot, Kyle.
I'm just saying. If like, the hands don't have to be good.
I look at it like this.
If
you made this trip to L.A., then you have to contribute in some way. And I'm not asking you to give me nine innings, but you better give me something. You have to give me something. That's what I mean when I say all hands on deck. If you're asked to do something that you might not be comfortable doing, then damn it, you have to do it today because that's the situation that we're in. What is it, DEFCON 4? It's a DEFCON 4 situation.
We always forget.
Yeah, I think it's DEFCON
4. Is it 4 or is it 1?
I think it's DEFCON 4.
What's worse, the lower number or the higher
number? I think the higher number.
I think lower.
I feel like we do this once every six months.
We do it.
And then we always forget.
Okay, well, it's DEFCON 1. I think, let me go.
I think it's lower the worse.
Yeah, that's what I think too. DEFCON 4 was not. No, this is not DEFCON 4.
Why can't we nail this down?
And we do it all the time.
It's a bad look for us. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's a dire situation. I know that word. I know that better than numbers. So Hugh looks that up. Let's go to.
Oh, yeah, it's DEFCON 1.
It's DEFCON 1.
It's called or cocked pistol.
Okay.
All right.
It's the highest level of the military readiness. Oh, yeah, we're at DEFCON 1 then. Mm-hmm. We always get it messed up.
Yeah, and 3 months from now, we'll do it again, and we'll mess it up again.
This doesn't matter.
Okay. Christian in Blackwood is up. What's up, Christian? Christian?
The one was too big for it.
He's at DEFCON 4 is where he is at. Lou in Denver's up. Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
I'm kind of pissed off. 42% just want the season to end after all this. Like, come on, what is this, old school Negadelphia BS?
It is soft.
Like, come on,
I mean,
guys.
Like it's just a baseball game tonight. I'd rather enjoy one more game than have no more games.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have hope, what do you have?
Nothing.
In life.
Yeah, and it's been, and Lou, it's a 162-game season. I can't just roll over and say, let's end this thing
after
two playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been investing a lot of time since April or March.
Just get it over.
Exactly, and it's one game, and if you win this game, it's a 180 shift on the pressure to the Dodgers, right? And mm-hmm. I really think it's going to be a split start between Nola and Suarez. I think Suarez comes in at the first sign of danger, but probably around the third or fourth inning, and then maybe they go right into Duran into the ninth. I don't really like the vibes, though, from what I've seen, so I get why people are annoyed. The Castellanos thing just... He should have been thrown out at second base. He was lucky to not get thrown out on the double.
Totally. I mean, they missed the tag. Yeah. I mean, he was safe, but he should not have been safe.
Yeah, that and something about, you know, it was a two at-bats in the first game versus Glasnow, who's no slump. But Schwarber, Harper, maybe they just wanted to see him since he was getting into the game late. But two pretty, you know, fastballs right down the pipe. You'd expect them to be swinging at that. I know it was first pitch, and maybe they're like, well, we got to be patient this time around, but that just seemed to me like a little bit of nerves. If they could just play freely, they're a talented team. They can win tonight. They can win tonight. You know what? They will win tonight.
There
That's
we go.
What I'm talking
now
about.
We're talking, Lou.
I ain't going home yet.
That's it.
Come on. Let's go, baby. LFGBAILS.
Let's go, Lou. Appreciate it.
Davey Smith?
I think it was Let's Go Phils.
Let's Go Phils?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Again, I don't think people realize how challenging the chant of spelling something you don't use. Eagles is ingrained in most people.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Phillies chant, you got to think about how do I spell Phillies if I'm chanting
people
it.
People are trying, though.
No, I appreciate that.
I am not mad at that, though. I like the effort, man. I do like that.
I do, too. And I agree with the notion that if we can get tonight, it changes the equation of the pressure and the tenor of the series. These things shift very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, and not even everyone can get the Eagles chant down. Like, we've heard Chuck before.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I like how you just take a shot at it.
Well, we had the mayor. I mean, we've had a lot around here. It's not the easiest thing. You would think it should be. Yeah, that was a tough one. Tyler and Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, you.
Tyler.
What's up, man?
So, morning.
Oh, he got that cricket. Got that jitterbug.
Last week, Joe, I'm a little bit of a different breed. I'm a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, Hugh, I'm going to be two versions of you tonight.
What's
I'm going to be Daniel Douglas and Hennessy Hugh. Because I am going to be taking multiple cold ones to the dome. And somehow, some way, this Phillies team is going, in my heart of hearts, they have to win. They have to win. They're pulling out the powder blues on a non-Thursday.
Tyler gets it.
He does.
On a non-Thursday. This team gets it that their backs are against the wall, and I'm telling you, so this is where you just celebrated winning the National League East. You didn't win 96 games for a reason to go down to the Dodgers. You didn't fly 3,000 miles out of your way just to let them walk all over you. There's a reason why, Joe, I said that I wanted Aaron Nola starting game three, because Aaron has been the longest tenured Philly. He hates losing. He lost here for seven straight years. He lost all my teen years where it was basement, doormat type stuff in the National League East. And both of these games, as you have said, Kyle, even you've said it too, the Phillies have not gotten beat by the Dodgers. They've beaten themselves. They beat themselves. If Teoscar Hernandez doesn't miss that pitch and hit the bomb, and Edmundo Sosa, the bases clearing hit, we win game one.
Mm-hmm.
In game two, if you just ran the bases up, man, we would be talking about
tied
series. So it is something that, again, I didn't call yesterday because I would have had some choice words. I was angry. I was very annoyed because it's not the bottom of the lineup not doing anything.
No, it's the top. It's the top. It's worth $700 million worth of players that have done nothing.
Yes. So I love it from this standpoint. I am hopeful, Joe. This team is going with house money, no pun intended, to L.A. When everybody counts us out, we thrive in the Rocky roll. We really do. And I'm telling you, for as much as we want to knock this team, I am going against every fiber in my body that just wants to bury them. They will rise from the ashes. And somehow, someway, on these airwaves, less than 24 hours from now, we will be talking about a game four, and they somehow found a way to get it done, because guess what, you guys?
What's up?
They are our guys. They are the fighting Phillies. And
now,
they're not going to go down without a fight. Let's get this W, boys, and happy Wednesday.
You got
happy
it, Tyler. Wednesday. Appreciate it. Closed better. Yeah, I mean, the phone was a little choppy there, but it closed well. Happy Wednesday.
It was acapella. He went acapella today. That's all that was.
His phone was cutting in and out.
I know. It's tough to do the music with that. It's a disaster way to happen. Good message, though.
You got to respect the audience.
Yeah, that's what we do around here.
Mm. Every day. Respect them every day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't care about the fans.
I respect you people so much.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I respect them.
No, you were with Chris in Middletown going after them earlier.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I know. Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Oh, hey, guys. Don't get to talk to you as much as I'd like because of work, so I'm happy to have the chance to talk today. We spoke several weeks ago about the issue of, has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard and all that.
Yep.
We had a good conversation about that. Thank you for your service. Those five seasons, 50-plus sacks, not a lot of guys can say that in Eagles history. So great job, and love watching you play, man.
Well, thank you.
Look, it's obviously it's win one game. That's all we got to worry about. And, the point I just wanted to make is it's well-deserved that Schwarber, Harper, Turner are getting a lot of attention for the money they make and the lack of production. Yes. But as we all know, the postseason is about just winning games, whatever it takes, whoever does it. In 08, we got big hits from whether it was Chooch or even Jeff Jenkins, at key moments, so.
Well, and Drew, before you go on, 2022, Gene Segura in St. Louis in game one. That happens all the time. You're right. It could be anyone. Anyone could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the postseason is a small sample size. I mean, Mike Schmidt struggled at times in the postseason, So yes, those guys need to produce. It's a heck of a lot easier to win if they do. But the bottom line is games one and two were winnable games without them. But we didn't win them for a variety of reasons, but Rob Thompson played a big part in it, okay? You can't put David Robertson and his 1.50 whip back out there for another inning, okay? Nope. He allows base runners, which is the one thing against the Dodgers you cannot do. You have to minimize base runners against the Dodgers. And so for Thompson to think, well, it's okay, he got one out, I'll send him, okay, Strom's whip is much closer to 1.0. He allows far fewer base runners. He should have started that inning. It made no sense. And then the bunt and all that. It's just, I totally agree with you, Joe. And I was already lost. Thompson was already lost to me in postseason managing. He's terrible. He has been terrible for years. Okay. But having used your four best relievers already in that game, I don't know what he's talking about saying. I felt great about our bullpen.
I know. He had Robertson warming up for the 10th. Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, it makes no sense. And I know others, like Ruben Amaro, I've heard others say, well, you still had Nola and Ranger in the bullpen, and things like that. Well, don't talk to me about that. The bottom line is our bullpen was basically spent at that point, and so it made zero sense, zero. And especially with Castellanos, the runner. I mean, if you're Nick Castellanos and you're on second base and Mookie Betts is playing behind you, who is quicker and faster than you in 19 different ways, your biggest concern is, I better not get picked off here. I got to make sure I don't get picked off. And I don't blame him because he's slow as you know what. And so it made no sense. And Rob Thompson blew that game. He blew game one. And I'm sick of him in the postseason. And I just pray to the baseball gods that tonight is a Thompson-free game where we don't need him to do anything.
So, Drew, I'm with you. Unfortunately, with Nola out there, he's going to be involved. And, Drew, we appreciate it. It's a matter of time. Now, here's my plan. 9 innings. 2 of them go to Nola. Then 4 of them go to Ranger. Or 3 of them go to Nola, 4 to Ranger. And then let's go 2 to Duran. Keep it very simple. 3 pitchers touch the ball tonight. Nola, Ranger, Duran.
I'm okay with that.
Get us to tomorrow night. And Sanchez, take us as far as you could take us. And we'll figure the rest of it out. That's all I got. Because anything else that Topper puts his hand in, it's going to get bad. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people, your phone calls. Plus, a couple things from yesterday that didn't have much to do with anything. But they could impact things. At least Hugh thinks one of them could. We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, check the game film. A third of your life is spent in the bed. If your mattress isn't elite, you're losing time of possession battle. Get it right with at the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, save up to 60% store-wide and get your choice of free box spring or a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? Mattress Warehouse is clearing out the floor, and these deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. And for a limited time, score up to $600 off premium Stearns & Foster and Sealy Posturepedic Elite mattresses, plus an extra $200 off adjustable bases. But act fast, because these deals end October 21st. Plus, don't sleep on 0% interest financing. Plus, Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did. Upgrade your total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find a store nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which Philly listens to this for the game tonight?
Who listens to it?
Yeah, like which Philly's listening to this?
Garrett Stubbs.
Come Give on. Me someone else.
You
somebody important.
Why? Who do I think listens to Eminem?
Bader's got this one on.
I would say yes, but yeah. How much are we going to get of Bader?
Like, well, I know, not much.
I would feel good if he was actually, you know.
Yeah, in the lineup.
But Bryce is, I don't know what Bryce listens. We probably listen to Elvis or something like that. I don't know.
Elvis.
I don't know. Viva Las Vegas. I don't know. What is Bryce listening
to? Bryce feels like a country guy.
That might be the case.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his walk up songs are Must Be the Money, Moby.
Oh,
well,
I guess.
Or Flower. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go off that.
I'm trying. I need a Philly to listen to that song tonight. And it's Bader. I mean, maybe Bader's going to have a big pitch hit. He could. He had one on. On a couple nights ago in game two. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, a couple things that that came out yesterday. Now, one we already attacked today a lot because Hugh Douglas is on it, but that's the powder blue uniforms. Now, to some people, the powder blues don't matter. To you, Hugh, they matter.
It does. It's just maybe I'm being nostalgic, but I do recall seeing some key Philly moments. Some historic moments in the powder blues.
You know what this is going to be? The powder blues, we're going to remember them as it's a based on the results, right?
Yeah.
Like if the Phillies go out to L.A. and they win two games in the powder blues to get this back for game five.
You can't lay a stinky turd in the powder blues.
You can't. It will be remembered forever. Like when they were down 0-2 and they put the powder blues on. Of course, the other side of that is if they go out like wimps tonight. We're going to like be like, who cared? Who cares about
I'm going to probably get ridiculed.
You will. That'll go viral, that rant you had earlier, that pump-up speech. The other thing that probably doesn't matter at all, but it certainly was a moment yesterday in the press conference, caught my attention. How about Bryce Harper? And he got emotional at the end of this. You could tell it's an emotional time. Him and his wife just had a baby last week, which congratulations to the Harpers, their fourth child. I just have never heard anyone describe childbirth and their wife quite like this. He meant it very complimentary, but it just never heard it before. Here's Bryce yesterday.
Yeah, I got an incredible wife, man. She, pushed that thing out in three pushes in 30 seconds. So, I mean, she's an absolute monster at doing it. So, women, man, what a breed. You know, I'm serious. It's an incredible thing. You know, being able to hold your son for the first time is something that... it's one of the greatest moments of my life. I absolutely love my family. I love my kids. I love the game of baseball. But at the end of the day, my family means the most to me. And, definitely missing them right now. So.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
the
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was touching at the end.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and anyone who's a parent out there feels that at the end. Though I've never heard anyone describe it as, she's a monster, what a breed. Never heard that one before.
There's a lot that I want to say
in
this moment, because there's a lot. You know, when you make comments like that, it's a lot of thoughts that go in my head. But I feel, for FCC reasons,
okay,
that I'm going to go ahead and just lay out on this one.
And he meant it in a very nice way.
He did mean it, but then it kind of makes, as a guy, it kind of puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, FCC.
You know? You know just, I was calling.
Keep FCC.
I'm gonna say this one thing, and I'm gonna keep it vague.
Oh no!
But it's like, you know, like when you like say if you with your significant other, and you really ain't like in the moments, in those passionate moments, you really ain't doing a whole lot, bro.
And
like
you lather know what I mean? Vaseline on me,
because the way he described, like that just goes to show you, you know, the capacity.
Again,
of
the
situation.
The end was a very touching thing. And anyone who's a dad, a parent, can feel that.
Way to bring it back.
I try and help you.
But it's just...
I'm trying.
It's just put it in perspective.
We are professionals.
I'm trying to bring us back. Again, yeah, you feel that. He misses his baby that's 4 or 5 days old. He's out in L.A. What's it? Hayes 3? Is that the kid's name? Hayes 3? We've lost you.
I've seen a lot of penetration.
Oh, God. We've totally lost him.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
We got a game tonight. Can you lock in?
Listen, hold up. With all due respect, wasn't the only one that went there, because when he said it, he was just, the visual just popped in. I know it popped in everybody's head. You'd be like, damn, dog. What's? But she is 4 kids in, though, too. So, okay. I mean, it ain't her first rodeo.
All right.
And congratulations to the Harpers. Dan in Westchester up on WIP.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. We can. Dan, I'm going to put you on hold. Dan's obviously having a tough time. Not as tough as Hugh. Don in Old City. We've lost Hugh Douglas. Don, what's up?
I'm back.
Oh, this is going great.
Yeah, Don? I'm going to need Don. Otherwise, Hugh's just going to go wild here for the next 2 minutes. All right. I will try Simon in Center City. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good, thank God. Simon, what's up?
Okay, so here's the thing. All they got to do is win 3 games in a row, right?
That's it.
How many games did the Eagles win in a row? But here's the thing. Here's the problem. We can't look back. You got to look forward. You got to look in the future. Everybody's looking in the back. Forget the back. The back was yesterday. Yesterday's gone.
That's right.
Okay? So let's focus. Aaron Nola as a pitcher has come through in the postseason.
I like Aaron
No
Nola.
Different than Real Muto. Like, open your eyes, guys. We've been watching the Phillies hundreds and hundreds of games. This is not like 16 games a year. Real Muto is a pro. Like, you know,
do you mean, hold on, Simon, do you mean like in terms of calling the pitches, like Real Muto can get him through the game?
He's a clutch hitter, too. Look at his hitting. Like, he has not looked bad at the plate.
No, I mean, Real Muto had the big hit. Yeah, no, I'm fine with JT. But it's Nola that's the concern tonight. We need Nola to pitch well.
Nola.
He was great last year. Wasn't he good last year in the playoffs? In the playoffs, he was good.
Well, no.
He's been good. He's got the pedigree. Trust me, the number one draft pick. He's ready. Who knows him better than the manager, really? We're not looking back.
We're looking forward.
Okay, dude, he's the guy. So instead of huffing and puffing and griping and thinking, hey, you know, we're the Friday morning quarterback, let's know we're going to win tonight. Mm. And there's something called momentum.
But don't they have the momentum?
Yeah, they got the momentum right now. You got to take it back.
No. The Yankees were down 6-1.
Yeah.
Come on, it was over.
Well, Simon, I'm glad you brought that up. That game changed when their best player hit a ball to the moon.
What's his name, Judge?
Like, we need someone. Remember, we need one of our guys to do that.
So, my name's Simon, right?
Yes,
when
I think.
When Bryce Harper hits the foul pole for a home run tonight, I'm calling you tomorrow.
That's right, Simon. Okay? Simon called
that's
it.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, me too. Yes, Simon. All right.
And the only other thing I'll say is that the Phillies didn't get blown out. And look, they have nerves. Edmund made a crappy throw to first base.
He did, yeah. Freeman saved him.
Right. So they have nerves, too. And they're human, too. And they put their pants on one leg at a time. I think we win tonight, and then the series is up for grabs.
All right, Simon. Now we're talking. All right, Simon, good phone call. Look, I appreciate the belief in Nola, and we brought up his career a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that is saying this is a sound decision, there's some coping to this. Right? Like, there's no logic to what Topper's doing tonight. Sometimes, it could work. It's a feel.
Yeah.
But there's not logic. I mean, mm-hmm. Rangers' ERA was in the low threes. Nola was six. For their career in the playoffs, Aaron Nola, 4.02 ERA in the playoffs. Ranger Suarez, 1.43. I mean, there really is no... Unless we find out that Ranger Suarez has...
significantly hurt?
Yeah, and they know he can only pitch three or four innings mm-hmm. because of that. And they didn't want to create a full bullpen game, so they thought they could steal two innings with Nola, then go to... I mean, we could find that out tonight. But really, we're just coping when we try to make it out to be like the right decision or talking about the fact that Nola was a first-round pick 11 years ago. I mean, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And it's one of those things where it's a feel. I think Topper's going with a feel.
Yeah, well, Topper's feel is certainly working out so far for us. So.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's why I say it, and I'm strong on the fact that if this doesn't go well, tomorrow's going to be different. It's going to be like people going to
yeah. And we're blaming you, mostly.
I probably get that.
Yeah. Well, the Powder Blues and Nola. Yeah, you've put your neck on the line for these guys tonight.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I believe in them. $5 whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
See.
What?
It loses something when you say $5 whole.
What you mean?
$5.
But if you know me, you understand
Hugh's unit is two.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's you 2.5 whole units for Hugh, if you really want to.
$5 whole.
He's got a point. I gotta give that.
You know what I mean?
Hugh.
That's how much I believe in you.
I think if you want to sound like a real better, you say units. You're like,
you know what's funny?
Five units. Now, some people's unit is $100. Yours is $1.
Two.
Yeah, units sounds so crazy.
That's the gambling vernacular.
I was talking to some real bettors mm-hmm. yesterday out there in the hallway.
Yeah, degenerates.
Yeah, and they were talking about how much money. He said he bet like $5,000 last week on Buffalo. No, not on Buffalo, but on the Denver Broncos.
$5,000.
Yeah, and he won.
Well. Plus 3.5 for the money line.
Yeah, I think it was. I think the 3.5, and I was like, "Damn,
that's a little rich for my blood."
Yeah, too much. Yeah, yeah. Because if I lose that $5,000, somebody gonna hear about that for real.
Who's gonna hear about it? You're the one that put it down.
I see that. Ha ha. That's the thing. I wouldn't do that. I'm not gonna do that.
Got me there.
Let's talk to Violet in Virginia, and then we'll check in with you people. Hey, Violet.
Hey guys.
Hey, Violet.
Violet, what's up?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. This is a joke, quite frankly.
That's on
me. No, you're fine, Violet.
Violet, what's up?
Oh, so sorry. Guys, oh, my gosh. They have got to get this tonight. I saw something posted on Facebook. I hate how much I love this team. I just hate how much I love this team. And I know there's been some stuff said, and just find a way to win. We can do this. Just one game. I just feel like if they can win tonight, it can be the spark. I don't care who
it starts
does
with
it.
One.
And one thing I have to say, I love Bader. I was unsure when he first came, but wow, what a cheerleader. What a great guy. What a great freaking teammate. I love him. Guys, let's go, Phillies.
Let's go, Phillies. Violet, we got it. We got to get a win tonight. Yeah, Bader's become as popular as anyone around here. You know, we spoke all season.
It's that attitude, man.
It is.
Swagger.
And we spoke all season about Rangers free agency and JT's free agency, obviously mm-hmm. Schwarber's. You know, Bader's free agency is going to be a big thing around here because he has an opt-out, which he's going to opt out because he's going to become a free agent. It's going to be hard not to bring Bader back.
He feels like a glue guy.
Does.
He feels like a glue guy. You know, he feels like somebody, he feels like the vibe officer that actually can play.
Oh, I'm surprised you went there.
Well, I'm just saying because.
See, now you get it. That's why we like him. Because
no, I'm
he
saying
because
he, yeah, but he's a part of the vibe. Yeah, I get
no, I know, but you got to be able to play too.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and the other guy, he can't as much.
I get that.
Okay. Let's check out with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Shut up, Joe. Shut up, Kyle. Guys have never played sports.
Well, that's not true. Professionally, yeah, sure. But nice. But you didn't either to the person saying that. Like, well, if that's the level, I'm going to Ryan Clark you. I mean, you didn't play?
Getting Ryan Clark's Fagilio is...
What are the odds the person saying that on YouTube has played at a super high level?
Yeah, it's slim to none.
Yeah, come on. just like the rest of us. Played in high school. Stunk.
Yep. I got these two back to back. Joe is spitting straight facts.
You're right.
Joe is a complete moron.
That's
back to back. Then went back to back. That's crazy.
There is our audience. Yep.
That's a classic. Yep. Hard to take Joe seriously after he declared the NL East over.
It was.
I mean, you were right, everybody.
I'm not sure everyone understands what that means.
Nobody does.
When it's over, it means the team that's leading is going to win the division. That happened 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you called that.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to do it again next year, too, by the way. Pick the day.
Yep. Another day, another refusal by Joe Giglio to criticize the Sixers.
Wait a minute. Who talk about the Sixers, though?
I could care less. Where are they? Are they still overseas? Are they back?
I think they got back from Abu Dhabi.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Is Joel Embiid practice yet? Five on five?
Again, I don't know.
He looks slim, though.
It's great. Stop. In the photos that the Sixers put out strategically to rope people like you right back in? Yep. You're a sucker.
That's great. But now what?
I don't know why anybody would possibly care about us talking about the Sixers.
I just don't care at all.
I'm kind of excited for the basketball season.
All right. That's wonderful. We got to take care of this.
We got game three tonight. Yep. We got an Eagles game tomorrow.
Yeah, come on.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I wanted Edge Cullum. I'm excited for him here too, but not today.
I'd feel better with Giglio out there than I do with Aaron Nola.
Well, that's not true.
Baseball career ended in high school. Fibber.
Yeah, that's
somebody's fibbing.
But it says a lot. Obviously it's an exaggeration, but they show very little confidence in Aaron Nola.
Well, how about this, Fritz or Nola?
Nola.
Yeah, I mean, I like Fritz.
Fritz, obviously, Nola. I like Fritz, but no, I'm going Nola.
If anyone says Fritz, then we can't.
We still need a professional out there.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Kyle can go pound sand.
Pound sand.
That's a good evergreen one.
What did you do?
What have I not done?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Kyle needs to come on home. I mean, it's not true, first of all. My forehead's big, but I'm not balding. I'm not balding.
You don't have any spot in the back, right?
No.
Yeah.
It usually starts on the side, though, like in that corner.
Mine started in the back. Mine started in the top.
Yeah. I mean, look, one day, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I'm not there yet. I promise.
Listen.
I've always had a big forehead.
The bridge is getting close. A couple miles.
I think Hugh might be the one saying that in the YouTube chat.
I'm not allowed to look at the YouTube chat. We see what happens when I do it.
The boss told me not to look at it.
I'm not allowed to look.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a hairline situation, which is genetic. It's not a balding situation.
Hey, we found Kyle's Achilles.
I just wanted to make it very clear.
Hey,
there's a difference.
Hey, it's okay, dog. You got options.
I love that line, though. It's a hairline situation.
It is. Yeah.
We got some doctors, don't we? Get you right.
Yeah. Well, just know this. Hugh has no filter when it comes to telling someone to come on home.
When it's
your day to come on home, he'll tell you.
That's the thing. I will know. Yeah. I'll know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Sometimes, you know what they say about some athletes? You're the last to know.
Here's a question. Did anyone tell you to come on home? Or did it? Yeah.
Yeah, the girl that used to braid my hair.
Wow.
And she was like, hey. And I got mad at her, right? Mm-hmm. But then when I went home and I saw what she was talking about, I was like.
No one ever told me. In fact, I was lied to because I had a sense it was time to come on home. Mm-hmm. And I kept asking, just be honest. And I got a lot of nonsense. Yeah. And then eventually I said, no.
Oh, no. She told me.
It's time.
That's she was rough. Like, yeah, it's getting a little thin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bring my hair. Then I looked and I was like, yeah, she's lying. Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's get to you then, Hugh. No Ohtani jersey today, Hugh?
I don't have one. I didn't like the fact that Ohtani bought somebody else's wife a car.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That did bother you, yeah.
Why are you buying another grown-ass man wife a Porsche? Cars. You're buying her a Porsche.
Shohei, what he does with his money isn't always on the up and up.
Did you buy my... Listen. If I had a wife and you bought my wife a Porsche... You're getting swung on.
You think Ipe watches the games in prison? Or is he just...
I don't know. He might be too jaded.
What's the reaction? He goes in the common room and Ohtani's pitching?
I guarantee you.
He's not cool. He's in
jail.
Yes, he
is. I guarantee you he probably wearing J's in jail. He got cigarettes. Mm-hmm. He got all the amenities that you could get. He probably got all the spam and crackers you can eat. He probably got all the top quality snacks.
In prison.
In prison.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he's doing fair time.
Hugh Douglas is a crackhead, but I love him.
Well, thank you. Well, I was smoking crack.
You put that out there before.
I did. I'm just thinking about, well, I wonder what his commissary is like, though. Yeah. He probably wearing the Jordan slides. No, because Otani's with New Balance, right?
New Balance. All New Balance.
He probably got some New Balance slides.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Talking about quitting after your stint in Jacksonville is crazy.
I didn't quit. I got old.
Well, your body quit
difference.
On you.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Your knee quit.
Yeah, my body. I got old. It's a big difference. Mm-hmm.
Yep. A lot of tough talk for a guy who won't even make it the first pitch.
908. Yeah. I got to tell you, a 908 followed by an Eagles kickoff at, 8:15
mark? Hey, listen.
It's not easy, man.
Whoever wrote that one. Challenge accepted. I will be there for that first.
Will you be there for the last pitch?
Will you be fully there is the question.
Now, the last pitch, that might, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It all depends on how the game's going. Now, if it's one of those exciting games, then, yes, I'll be there.
So here's what I need. I need
if it's a bludgeoning.
I need an Eagles blowout tomorrow night in the worst way. Like, tonight we're going to be up to 11:30 or 12, right?
Yes.
I need that game to be Eagles by 17 in the fourth quarter so I can start dozing off tomorrow night. If that game is tight, I'm annoyed Friday.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Better chance to make it to the third inning, Aaron Nola or Hugh?
I'll make it to the third.
That's a good question.
I'm taking that bet, too. I'll take that bet.
Through the third or into the third?
Through the third.
Through the third, so that means I got to stay up to the fourth. I got that.
That's a tough one. Okay. I go
that's
Hugh.
That's like, what, 10 o'clock?
I go Hugh. There's no way Nola's getting to the fourth.
A couple reactions here to Hugh's rant from earlier. Pop-up sealed his fate with that one. No chance he makes it to 9 p.m. now. Steve Alton's energy exerted.
You wore yourself out at 11:20.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. You're going to need a coffee or a nap. Yep. Well, that rant sold me. They're getting demolished tonight.
Listen, I don't want to have to go back and use that rant tomorrow, but if tonight goes wrong, we play the rant tomorrow. Yep. Yeah, it does. All right.
Hold on one more real quick, because we do have a potential drop that people pointed out.
Uh-oh.
And it's another huge gem, potentially.
Because I was soft.
Oh, that one's going to be used a lot around here.
Because I was soft.
We need a guarantee. We get in a game.
Yes.
Win tonight. Game three. Let's go.
We're winning tonight.
Give us a score, Gary.
6-3. Field.
6-3. Field.
Two home runs. One by Bryce Harper and one by Kyle Schwarber.
We will talk to you tomorrow after the Phil's been. Let's go, Phil. That's your show now. So Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.